News. I'm Sherry Preston. The first 2024 presidential debate is set for tonight in Atlanta. ABC Stephen Portnoy has more on some of the rules.
The two lecterns are spaced just 8 feet apart. The 90-minute debate will feature two commercial breaks. No staffers will be allowed on stage. A two-minute answer to each question will be followed by a one-minute rebuttal and then a response to that rebuttal. CNN has agreed to mute the microphone of the candidate who isn't recognized to speak. By a coin toss, it's been determined that Biden will give the first two-minute closing statement and Trump will have the last word.
Boeing is being sanctioned by U.S. investigators for sharing information about a federal investigation into the door plug blowout on an Alaska Airlines flight back in January. The NTSB says Boeing blatantly violated regulations by providing non-public information to the media and for speculating about possible causes of the blowout. Pre-4th of July holiday travel, crowded time in the skies. TSA says it expects today to be the busiest travel day so far this year. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We could get a better idea today if Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will face a recall election, and if so, where? The Wisconsin Elections Commission is considering the matter after agency staff this week determined recall petitioners collected enough valid signatures in Voss's old district that the state Supreme Court says is unconstitutional. The candidates for president hold their first debate tonight. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler is looking for a steady performance from President Biden.
Maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done. In every metric you look at, you can see how President Biden has followed through on his promises, how he's over-delivered, and Trump talked big and then did nothing.
Coverage on many of these Civic Media stations starts at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. One person is dead after a tractor rollover. On Monday, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office was notified of an injury accident involving the tractor rollover on a logging road on private property at an address located in the town of Kickapoo. Responding personnel found that Jimmy L. Kennedy, 65, of Wind Lake, had been operating a medium-sized garden tractor alone on the property. The tractor overturned while Kennedy was operating it on the logging road, lodging Kennedy underneath the tractor. Jimmy Kennedy was pronounced dead at the scene by the Vernon County Coroner's Office. Also assisting at the scene were the Viola and Reedstown Fire Departments and Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad Ambulance Service. The Richland Concert Association had planned an additional concert in its series this summer. However, the artist has canceled. As a result, there will be no performance hosted by the Richland Concert Association this Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
In the first round, the Bucks select A.J. Johnson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' first-round draft pick is out of California and played in the Australian Pro League. Bucks GM John Horst on A.J. Johnson.
He is a 6'5 guard with about a 6'8 wingspan, 6'8 plus wingspan. So, you know, he'll play at all of it, 6'5, maybe even 6'6. He's about 170 pounds. He's gonna add weight, but he's a really hard worker, really driven kid.
So what does the 19-year-old bring to Milwaukee?
No, I'll definitely say athleticism, my playmaking ability, like, just my electricness. I feel like I can do stuff out there that you might not see a lot, and I feel like I could just help any organization win.
Baseball, the Brewers sweep the Rangers with a 6-5 win in 10 innings, but third baseman Joey Ortiz left the game after colliding with a roll of tarp going after a fly ball.
Yeah, he's dealing with this neck thing, and he's had it since L.A. He said it was okay, he just doesn't feel great swinging.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the east to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Together, in a debate of the issues important to you, your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local Civic Media radio station. Starting at 7:30 p.m., News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8, on your local Civic Media radio station. Matt Mayer on air.
It is Wisconsin. We need to have some kind of presidential debate drinking game. What is the cue?
Is it rig? Is it
come on, man? Malarkey, though.
I think
malarkey is like a 5-point word.
Yeah, that's right? The one ring to rule them all. That is the one you want to get. I feel like he will switch some voters if he does malarkey because it's just so darn charming.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm and Superior, Wisconsin 4th of July Parade Coordinator Carolyn Nelson Cavias. It's going to be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, and boy, do we have a show lined up for you today. We're going to kick it off with the new time slot for In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar. So Dr. Omar is going to be heard every Thursday at 8 a.m. Make sure you mark it down on your calendars, or maybe in my case, tie a string on your finger. And if you can't remember. But I want to say this before we bring Dr. Omar on. You know, Dr. Omar, when we first started talking about having this segment, and I knew the first time that you and I met and that we talked, I knew that this was going to be an important segment. You know, we can do radio, and I think in the end, in my opinion, what radio should be is about informing people where people can get the information that they need to enhance their lives. You know, entertainment is fine. It has its place. But I think it's important that we give, you know, information to people who may not be able to get it anywhere else. And so when you and I began to talk about this, I didn't realize the real impact, Dr. Omar, that this segment is having with people. I talk with a lot of different people who listen. They may not call, but they're listening to the advice that you are giving them, and it is making a difference. And that's what this is all about. So welcome, everybody, to In the Pharmacy, once again, with Dr. Omar. He is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you? Thank you so much for what you said. I am getting the feedback, and I am very happy and honored to be able to serve the community, offer good information and good advice, if I can. It's just for information only, but just spreading good information to me is why I am living.
Yes, sir.
What I'm doing.
Yes, sir. So there was, is there something that you wanted to talk about this morning?
Yeah, I want to talk about something that is very important, and it might appear boring, but it's very important, which is the importance of eating breakfast. I want to emphasize the importance of eating breakfast for optimal health and well-being, because it's very important for normalizing hormones in the body. And I would start with the insulin. So when people skip breakfast, they're more likely to have challenges in their insulin. They would get, like, they can get, after 10, 15 years of skipping breakfast, you can get type 2 diabetes easily just because really? Of that. Yeah. Because you wake up in the morning, insulin is produced in the body from 5 to 7 a.m. You have been fasting all night. And you wake up and you have, like, you're hungry, but you drink coffee. So you suppress the hunger. And you don't eat until 12 or 2 p.m. And by that time, you already have worked. The line was running after you working and learning and doing everything that you have to do, but you did not eat. So you don't have the proteins, the complex sugars that needed to kind of produce energy in the body. So you're stressed, you're tired, and you eat anything in front of you at that time by like 2 p.m. So that messes up the whole day metabolism. That affects the heart, that affects the blood pressure. That, if it continues day after day, week after week, year after year, instead of drinking one cup of coffee to get going, you're drinking two or three cups of coffee, maybe more. So my first advice, my main advice to people is to eat breakfast like a king and like a queen. Specify 10, 15 minutes to preparing avocado. Eggs, you can eat 6 to 9 eggs a week without having any problems with cardiovascular risk or problems with blood pressure. It might up somehow your blood sugar, but moderation is very important. Make a smoothie with spinach, banana, Greek yogurt, spoonful of flaxseed. Eat meat in breakfast. Eat turkey. Eat kind of meat that you like. It is fine. As long as it's before 10 a.m., it's considered the breakfast, and it would be one of the most important things that you do for the day, because our goal is to eat actual meals, healthy meals, a meal that contains less than 5 ingredients, a meal that your grandmother can pronounce, like whole foods, you know?
So we
snack, yeah.
You know, Dr. Omar, you prescribed, you know, what I was doing for many years in my life. You know, not doing breakfast, you know, drinking that cup of coffee to get going. Maybe, you know, winding up eating lunch. But somehow in our minds, we think that that's helping us with our diets. Explain to us why, you know, we've got this mixed up. You know, I know some people who intentionally don't, they say they fast from early yes. in the morning and don't eat until 3 o'clock. They're fasting every day.
Fasting is great, Aaron. Fasting is great. I love fasting. Fasting, prophets were fasting, and they had the biggest message on the planet to deliver the message of God to Earth, and they were fasting, so their brains were working best. We just have to understand the mechanism of fasting. You still can fast, but what you can do is that you eat an early breakfast and a late dinner. So you still have this time of fasting for like 14 hours if you want. So if you eat breakfast by, let's say, 6 or 7 a.m., and you eat dinner at maybe like 8 p.m., you still can fast, and it still works. Just the moderation in fasting is key. You don't need to fast every day, and fasting doesn't mean to starve yourself. You can do it in many different ways. You can eat the breakfast that you like, but the key is to make sure that whatever new health habit that come out and tell you, like, okay, this is what you have to do for optimum health, moderation is key. And when you try a new diet, just try it first for maybe a couple of months, couple of weeks, and then see how it's affecting your health.
So Dr. Omar, I'm just a simple guy. So when you mention things like your body produces this insulin while you are sleeping, and you need to catch this at the right time, And if you miss the time slot, you've missed the time slot for that day, right? I mean, you can't catch up. You can't say, well, I eat a bigger lunch.
I agree with you. Yeah, that's right. So here is the thing, like insulin is looking for sugars, sugar molecules to store it as glycogen. Okay.
Right.
So store it. It looks for sugar. If you don't have this sugar molecules, like you actually need the sugar molecules for your brain. So what happens is that your body is asking you for something and you're doing the complete opposite, in which you're starving yourself. You don't have this amount of sugar to feed. Like, I mean, the end result of what you take from food, you need glucose to feed your brain cells. And you need to feed your muscles, and just to do what, because cortisol is the highest in the morning, because we do like the tasks of going out, working, studying, whatever. So that is the key, is to just do it simply in order to live normally. You know, you're not, even if you are an overachiever, these 5-10 minutes for breakfast are not going to kill your day. On the contrary.
All right, let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl, and Doctor, thank you for taking my call. I really enjoy these shows. I've learned a lot, and I'm actually at a weight I haven't seen in over 40 years. So, and it's certainly eating less, but trying to eat healthier too. Dr. Omar, I am curious, though. I love two eggs over easy with turkey sausage and whole wheat toast. Bad breakfast?
Yes, that is very healthy breakfast. And when you wake up, your gut wakes up and ready to crunch complex molecules. So eating proteins, as you mentioned, in the sausage and in the eggs, this is very suitable for a healthy breakfast, very suitable for a healthy diet, and whole grains is excellent choice of type of bread. I would agree with that, and I would tell you just the key is to always make sure that you're changing your diet. So do it like 2-3 times a week, change it to something else, throw in an avocado, throw in some salads. Just breakfast has to be interesting just to get all the benefits of changing the diet for healthy gut.
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal is great.
Hey, CJ, thank you very much for the call. So Dr. Omar, as you know, we move on along in the show. I've got a lot of things that I want to talk about. Aspirin, you know, an aspirin a day. They used to say a doctor, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But as a young man, I remember one aspirin. You should always take an aspirin every day, take an aspirin. Turns out taking an aspirin every day is not for everybody and could be dangerous. Is it safe to say that?
Yes. Actually, it used to be the recommendation of take one aspirin every day, but the recommendations have changed. And now I would highly recommend that you take aspirin daily with a prescription, with a recommendation from a doctor according to your cardiovascular risk. So it's not the current recommendation now for everybody to take aspirin every day. It can cause other health issues.
All right, 844-967-2789. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This year has gone by so fast. Are you keeping track of your accomplishments? When was the last time you took a moment to celebrate your wins? When life goes by so fast, it can be easy to lose track of your goals and feel like you're spinning out of control. That's where BetterHelp comes in. Therapy can help you take a look at your progress and set realistic goals for the next 6 months. Therapy is for everyone. because everyone deserves to be the best version of themselves. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's totally online, convenient, and flexible. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. And Dr. Omar, before we go to the phone lines, I love that opening, don't you?
I love it. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's perfect. Whoever put that together in civic media, you know. Hey, Calvin, can you arrange a raise for whoever that was? Was that you?
It was me. So oh, I don't know if man. I can do that.
Man, that was, man, it's perfect, man. It's the perfect opening for the show. Let's go to the phone lines and Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, good morning, Chief Bill. How you doing? Thank you for the call.
Good morning, Earl and Dr. Omar. Quick question, Dr. Omar. I'm in my 70s, and I've been blessed with what I call reasonably good health. I take honey, blueberries, seafood. I'm trying to think of something else. I told you some of the main ones. What else would you add to my diet to keep my immune system where it is? Because I very seldom get sick. And if I do get sick, the symptoms are very light.
That is, I'm glad that you do that. And I would wish if you can always get like 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, because extra virgin olive oil, just taking 10 ml, which is two teaspoons a day, can decrease cardiovascular risk significantly, decrease blood pressure. So if you keep it part of the diet to take extra virgin olive oil, about 40 or 50 ml through the day, that would be one of the additions to what you eat as whole foods. That's going to have significant help for your heart, for your blood pressure, because at this age, we want to make sure that your lipid profile is good. Good LDL, HDL, which is the kind of fats that are in the body, to make sure that you don't have problems in your arteries and the capillaries and the heart. So extra virgin olive oil is an overlooked tool for optimum health. And if you cannot do it, if you don't like extra virgin olive oil, I would say for most people would be 2 grams of high quality fish oil, omega-3, the supplement. But the high quality one, the ones that are fresh, that don't smell like fish.
So you take a spoon. I mean, it's the one thing. My wife does it. She's got that stuff at home, Dr. Omar. I haven't done it yet, but hearing you repeatedly talking about it, I guess I'll start my regime tonight with that olive oil. I just can't imagine taking a spoon of olive oil. But are we talking about a teaspoon? Are we talking about a teaspoon or are we talking about a tablespoon?
We're talking about two tablespoon and a little bit more. And taking it on empty stomach is hard. So I would highly recommend it on salad.
Okay.
On salad, or use it with food that you eat, or put it on kind of like any kind of dressing, I would say. So, and then do it through the day, like do it with breakfast, do it with dinner. So you kind of
spread it out.
But the other thing also, like if you can't do this amount, you can take a tablespoon or even 10 ml, which is 2 teaspoons, small amount. Also, there is health benefits that come from there. So we can do like a smaller amount and take like instead of like 4 capsules of omega-3 fish oil vitamin, we can take just 2. So moderation is key. And balance is key.
Dr. Omar, I want to finish up with the aspirin.
Yes, the aspirin regime.
But when we talk about aspirin, there are different doses of aspirin. There's this 81 and whatever. So what aspirin are we talking about?
So aspirin now is not recommended for everybody. Primary prevention. For someone without history of cardiovascular disease, routine of taking aspirin is no longer broadly adopted and recommended. It's not recommended anymore for everybody that doesn't have a history of cardiovascular disease, just because the potential for bleeding complications can outweigh the benefits. Secondary prevention. People who have had already a heart attack, stroke, or other cardiovascular events, with the recommendation from the doctor, it has to come from the doctor, taking aspirin can be part of that treatment plan to prevent further incidents. But it has to be now individual assessment, and for the most part, it's going to be the lowest dose, the 81 milligram. So it's the guidelines have changed, so it's not for everybody. You have to always check with the cardiologist, with your general practitioner, if it's recommended for your specific case or not. And if you take aspirin, make sure to take it with food, because it irritates the gut lining, it can increase blood pressure, it can affect the biome in the gut, so it's kind of considered as a medication. So,
let me ask you, Dr. Omar, I've been, you know, strokes, and, you know, and they kind of run in my family. And so, but I see a lot of people who've had strokes. And so, you know, it almost appears as if at some point in time, we're going to automatically have these strokes. And they're so debilitating. But is there a way to prevent having strokes through medication?
Yes, there is a way to prevent having strokes. Stop taking and drinking Pepsi and Diet Coke and all of that kind of drink. Yeah, that is going to be very important. Weight management, physical activity, blood sugar levels, quit smoking if someone is smoking, quit smoking. These are the top things that we have to agree on. Limiting alcohol intake, managing the cholesterol, staying active, eating healthy meals and making sure that we're eating outside. This big hamburger that's like 4 or 5 layers, limit these kind of foods. So the healthy diet, and the more aggressive you are with the healthy diet is the best. And regular check-ins. Make sure that you go your regular check-ins for your blood work with your doctor, the annual checkups. So yeah, that we are having strokes because it doesn't happen until it's too late.
Right.
It doesn't happen until there is complete blockage. But at that time, we noticed that patients with a stroke go from 0 medications to 4 or 5 medications. And that's why many people after a stroke start an antidepressant medications, because they get to be very depressed that suddenly they are taking all of these medications. Suddenly they are feeling, oh my God, I'm getting old. I am not able to do what I used to do before. So I tell people early on, make sure that you protect yourself. And if you got a stroke before, you can come back. There's a plan for that. So,
all right. 844-967-2789. You are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the center, WRCE. local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flags across Wisconsin are flying at half staff to honor the life of Lincoln Hills youth prison teacher Corey Prue, who was killed this week. The 49-year-old was attacked by an inmate Monday night and died the next day. The 16-year-old suspect is being charged as an adult. Wisconsin's votes in the race for president is a dead heat among registered voters.
It's 50-50 this time. It was 49-51, Trump leading by two last time. So it's just tightened, but it's still dead tight.
Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a two-point lead among likely Wisconsin voters. In the race for U.S. Senate, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde 52-47. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that a new mapping application is available for people to learn about public lands in Wisconsin and plan their next outdoor adventure. The Public Access Lands application is designed for desktop and mobile devices and offers user-friendly tools. The Public Access Lands application makes it easy to locate a state park, county forest, or lake for hiking, hunting, or fishing. The open managed forest law, forest crop law properties are also included in this update. This web-based mapping application provides up-to-date property information, including maps, restricted areas, and links to web pages if available. To find specific opportunities, such as fishing waters or hunting zones, select which theme interests you, and the application will display layers relevant to the activity. The application also shows DNR parking areas and boat access sites and complements the printed Public Access Lands Atlas. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Charges could be filed soon against multiple individuals in relation to Matthew Perry's death last fall. A joint investigation by the LAPD, DEA, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service could result in criminal charges after Perry's death from the acute effects of ketamine. Perry was found unresponsive in a hot tub at his home last October 23rd. Authorities initially did not think foul play until an autopsy determined there were other contributing factors. Here's a Pete pick specifically for the motorcycle crowd. The Bike Riders is a well-done film that members of the motorcycle community will enjoy more than others. It's well acted and written and looks good, if not a bit slow at times. The film stars Thomas Hardy, who does his best Marlon Brando, Austin Butler, and Jodie Comer, who gives an excellent performance. The film got positive reviews to the tune of 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bike lovers and biker gang members will love The Bike Riders. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the east to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Together, in a debate of the issues important to you, your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local Civic Media radio station, starting at 7:30 p.m. News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8, on your local Civic Media radio station. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we get you ready for the presidential debate, Biden v. Trump. Everything you want to know right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
stood in the street, smiling from my head to her feet. I said, hey, now, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait or hesitate. Let's move.
All right. Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. He is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me via calling at the pharmacy. I staff most of days. Call at 262-429-9429. Ask to speak to me or leave me a message. I'll call you back. Or go to WelltopiaRx.com. Schedule a consult with me. It's a very rich consult. We go over medication, supplements, lifestyle, and we create a plan. And I communicate with you. Health team in order to implement the plans that we want to do. Earlier, there is a question that came about coconut oil and using it for cooking, coconut oil, MCT oil. And I think there is a misconception for the coconut oil because the recent studies are showing that it has been inappropriately promoted for reducing coronary heart disease and other cardiovascular events, despite the lacking of evidence that supports those claims. Actually, it can be the opposite. Meta-analysis of 21 studies, like they look at the studies that were done before, 8 of them are clinical trials, 13 observational studies. They see the study that happened and they deducted the information. They found that actually coconut oil cooking regularly can increase total cholesterol, can increase LDL, more than the polyunsaturated fatty acids like olive oil. So using it for cooking is okay, but it's not going to decrease cardiovascular risks. On the other hand, also, I want to tell people, you can use olive oil for cooking, but also make sure that you understand that it has low smoke point. Like this is very important. Like you can use it for sauteing, stir frying, and in dressing. All right, because it burns quickly. Avocado oil is more stable. It's high in monounsaturated fats, which means it's healthier and it has ideal for high heating cooking like frying and grilling. Okay, I don't say don't use coconut oil, but don't use coconut oil thinking you are doing benefit for your cardiovascular risk. There is mixed results and it's not conclusive that it would help your heart.
So I put coconut oil in my coffee every morning because I was told that it helps with your memory. And ever since I started doing that, I guess I've been doing it now, a doctor, for about 3 years. I put a teaspoon of coconut oil in my coffee every morning. Am I doing harm?
You are taking MCT oil, medium chain triglyceride. There is anecdotal evidence with limited scientific research that it would help the brain health. It was more marketing than science. Part of it, it's a little bit science, but big part of it is marketing, you know?
You know, Dr. Omar, this is the very reason why this segment is so critically important. You know, we talk about the healthcare system. And so when we talk about the healthcare system, we talk about doctors and hospitals. We don't talk about pharmacists. We don't talk about, you know, how critically important a link the pharmacists are to the healthcare system. Why?
Because it's overlooked, because the services pharmacists are providing are free. So they are not looked at with respect. Patient calls at the pharmacy and say, I want to speak to a pharmacist. Even if they stay waiting for 30 minutes, they speak to a pharmacist. It's a free consultation. I'm not sure if this is a problem or this can create a problem, but pharmacist has to be looked at a provider. In my building here in Thiensville Health Alliance, the doctor that I work with, after the patient finished, he sends the patient to me to discuss the medication that he wrote. And the patient come and tell me, the doctor told me to speak to you about what I'm going to do as to lower my cholesterol naturally, or about this medication, if it's suitable for me to start now or wait for 1 or 2 months. So the open communication with providers is key, and pharmacist understands medications and understands the effect of those medications and understands the human body. So is it because our services are offered at any time during our working hours that we're overlooked by the healthcare systems? I think it's a challenge. It's also a challenge that we were just talking about pharmacies closing left and right,
right,
because they cannot afford to open. And then suddenly the patient that was in a rural area that was getting the medications delivered, their questions answered, suddenly they have to go 30 miles away to pick up their medications. And if they are seniors, if they are old, if they cannot go and pick up their medication and don't have someone to help them with that, you told me earlier that people stop going to the pharmacy, stop taking their medications, right? And it happens. It happens left and right. So we truly would appreciate from the political system that will rule the United States in 2024 to look at pharmacies as part of the healthcare system, and to look at the healthcare system with the idea of finding solutions rather than keep throwing problems and problems and problems. We have to find the proactive people with ideas, with solutions to help our healthcare advance.
Dr. Omar, I have learned so much from you in this short period of time. We were, my wife and I and Jamari, the young man we're raising, were at his neurologist on yesterday. And the neurologist was prescribing or talking about prescribing some different medications. And I started asking questions.
Yeah.
And, well, what's going to be the outcome of this? What's going to happen here? What's going to happen? Before having these dialogues with you and talking to you, I would have never done that. I would have just trusted the doctor to prescribe those things. And as I continued to have dialogue and conversation, the doctor took the time out and realized, hey, you know, this person is really concerned about the person that he has here. And so the doctor went through a litany of different things, Dr. Omar, for us, as opposed to just prescribing the one thing. So it works. And the doctor wasn't intimidated by the fact that we were asking these questions.
Yes. The patient reminds the provider, the healthcare provider, with their off, with their responsibility. So when we start the dialogue and asking questions and taking longer time to ask those questions, which are valid, it's reminding us with our duty, and we enjoy it. Like, don't think that the doctor was bothered. On the contrary, he enjoyed that someone finally is asking a question, and this is validated, and I would encourage everyone to do that.
You know, Dr. Omar, this, you know, the pharmacy and the importance of it, we talked about the fact that they're shutting pharmacies down because pharmacies can no longer afford to be open anymore. And I guess as a society, we don't see that as a problem, but it is a problem. And it's a problem that politically has to be addressed, right? I mean, maybe the politicians don't know, but yeah, we as, you know, the people who need this service need to start. If you're listening to us, you're in a rural area, if you're in an urban area, and you've seen your pharmacies being shut down, Dr. Omar, shouldn't they talk with their representatives? And so they can explain why the pharmacies can't afford to stay open?
Yeah, we explained this many times. We have problems with the contracting with the prescription benefit managers that manage patients' insurances. The problem is, like, they take from the pharmacy's fees for dispensing the drugs that make us many times lose on the medications we dispense. And we discussed the problem of the GLP-1 agonist, the Mounjaro, the Ozempic, these medications. Some pharmacies are saying we don't have the drug just because the contract with these prescription benefit managers is very unfair. So like dispensing the prescription with $100 loss, $50 loss. So no one can operate on a loss. And that over time would create a bigger problem. So we tell patients you have to support a local pharmacy from you. Supporting this pharmacy by sending your prescriptions there is supporting the whole community. And then they're going to have an open dialogue. And then we try to inform the public by talking to their insurances and explaining to them that the pharmacies are suffering. Because by default, I cannot deny service to a patient when I have a contract with this insurance company. But at the same time, I'm not going to carry a medication that keeps me losing money. So the balance is key for pharmacies to stay open. But just because of how unfair the PBMs, prescription benefit managers, to pharmacies, we are operating many times at a loss. And in the last couple of years, the economic changes and the pressures have made the PBMs treat us more and more and more with unfair contracts that we don't have any option to do anything but to sign a 30-page contract that deprive us from the right to object to this kind of unfair treatment. So patients don't see this, or they just see the co-pays and they don't understand the background. And that's why we're trying to make the public aware of what can happen between having a prescription and dispensing a prescription.
You know, Dr. Omar, I will tell you, this is absolutely true. In my conversations yesterday with the neurologist, my wife and I, and as he was talking about these different medications, and I was asking him, well, about the interaction with other meds that the young man is taking. And I was saying to him, well, you know, he says, well, we want to try this. We want to try that. We want to try this. And I said, well, I said, okay. But before I say yes to those medications, I've got a pharmacist friend of mine that I want to let him hear about those medications. So I know then the impact of these serious medications that you're prescribing. And he didn't say, no, he said, well, that's good. I think it's a good thing that you have that discussion with the pharmacist. Here's a neurologist, you know, acquiescing to the pharmacist as it relates to something as serious as this.
Yeah, because it's informative to the neurologist as well. He doesn't want, like, if your son is taking a medication that's also for the heart, for the blood pressure, it's informative to the neurologist to make sure that these drugs are not interacting in a bad way against each other. He wants to make sure that there is no supplement that goes against those medications. So this information helps the neurologist do his work better.
Yeah. 844-967-2789. You have any questions, comments? You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I've got to take a little time, a little time to think things over. I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see.
Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar of Welltopia Pharmacy and, you know, Mequon, Thingsville is where Welltopia Pharmacy is located. You know, Dr. Omar, I told you and others as a young boy, I got a chance to work in a pharmacy. And from, I think it was about age 13, it might have been 14 to 18. And yeah, it was a Rexall pharmacy. Elmer and Mater Detman and Eli Lilly, F. Doman. Are they still around?
Yeah, Eli Lilly is still around as a drug manufacturer, and they create very important drugs that we use.
F. Doman, are they still around?
I think this one got bought.
Oh, okay. All right, let's bring Mike from Kenosha in. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Thank you for the call, sir.
Yeah, thanks. I really enjoy this show every week. Thanks for making yourself available, doctor. You know, when I look around in the grocery store and, you know, in the restaurants, I see an American diet that just seems to, I don't know, I think it makes us sick.
Yes.
If we eat the way corporate America wants us to eat, we're all going to get sick.
Yes.
So my question to you, doctor, is do you think that the food labeling laws are adequate or inadequate? And how much of a role do you think just educating the public would have in changing the high-risk, you know, health future that so many Americans face today?
You know, Mike, you always ask the right questions. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Omar?
So the problem is that many times, like, of course, it's inadequate because it can tell you what's in the food, but it doesn't tell you the problem of having this in the food. And that's why it's just, I think it's a complex matter. It's like how much can be put on the label. And at the same time, what do we understand from those labels? And that's why, like, going for the whole foods, less ingredients will make it simple. And if you cannot pronounce it, don't eat it. It's simple as it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's when you read the labels, you know, I mean, you have to be a scientist almost.
And it's tasty. Like, you know, you eat something that's tasty, and that's why they put all of these colors and all of these kind of taste enhancers. But the challenge that we have is many of these ingredients, taking them on a daily basis with high doses, can create inflammation in the body, oxidative stress, immune dysfunction. It can be as detrimental as smoking in certain times. I want to tell you something, Earl. I want people to start always with the simplest, biggest, impactful steps in our lives, and then we go down the rabbit hole. We start with the things that are kind of, if I'm drinking diet soda or soda every day, if I stop this diet soda or soda, that's going to have the highest impact on my health. And then after that, I will refine a good breakfast. When I eat breakfast, I'm going to be more smart and consciously thinking of my lunch. I'm not going to be like a Labrador dog eating anything at lunch because I didn't eat breakfast. Then I'm going to start looking at the label. And the label is going to be simple. I will read it. Whatever I don't understand, I will ask questions about. Then I will know, is this food good, bad, or can I still take it or not? And then over the years, doing this every day, every week, every month, I'm going to be health conscious and I'm going to eat healthy.
We've got a presidential candidate that eats McDonald's every day, all day.
And drinks
diet soda. But anyway, Dr. Omar, I just want to ask you, because, you know, you make us think, you really make me think, in that, you know, prolonging our life is really up to us.
It's up to us. Food is the medicine of every day. We have to eat right, exercise, sleep well, love our friends and families, and then after that we will take the right medication, right nutrition, right supplement, live healthy.
Isn't it strange that we put we won't put cheap gas in our automobiles? Yeah. We put the best, you know, premium. Oh, okay, gotta put premium in to our automobiles. Yeah. And you know, and things that we have, we put the best in those things, but our bodies.
We drink the best coffee, and we put the best gas in the car. Yeah. But when it comes to the other things that, you know, are not to our passion, you know, I'm not passionate about this change in my diet. I'm passionate about taking this medication to lose weight, while you can do a lot of other things to lose weight, right? So it's like kind of.
Hey, Dr. Omar, as always, I hate it has to come to an end, but we know it's only for a minute. And we will see you again next Thursday in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar. Thank you very much, Dr. Omar. We'll see you next week. Thank everybody who took the time out to listen to this segment. Got some great stuff lined up. Don't go anywhere. 844-967-2789 is the number.
From the center, WRCE. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Debate Day edition of The Devil's Advocates. We'll have Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Winkler and party at the Barrymore Theater. See you there.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens
Before you leave the car, always stop. Look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.